Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Connecting you directly to the Lowcountry's leaders. Now we return to the Kelly Golden Show on the Lowcountry's news station, 94.3 WSC.
All right, so we wanted to check and make sure, because I either scared people who file quarterly or not.
It's your estimated tax payments are still due.
Okay.
So not your yearly income tax return.
So if you file as an individual. Have the W-2s.
You still get the extension. So they were just talking about your estimated quarterly deposits.
Okay, so for folks who are like, wait, what? We thought we had another month.
You scared me for a minute. I'm like, what? Did they change the rules?
Yeah, well, yes, because of COVID. Yes, but no.
Right.
It sounds like. So if you filed quarterly and you've been doing it through COVID anyway, right? They haven't changed that?
No, it's still due.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the case. So,
but your yearly tax, your 2020 tax return has been extended.
Right,
if you
the
file
whole big
as an
kit
individual.
And caboodle for them.
Right.
All right, so welcome in. It is the 15th payday of April, payday for some. And we were just listening to the newscast saying, hey, you got a month for your overall taxes, one extra month. And a few days, it sounded like. It wasn't like the 15th.
It's the 17th.
Yeah, it was like, the 17th must be on a Monday or something. So the extension for the overall taxes, and then if you file quarterly, you're kind of still doing your same old thing, even including today. But the I want to get into this. You just heard right there in the intro, taking politicians to task. We have been following the MAGA crowd's rhino purge of the GOP in South Carolina like we're living an episode of a WWE match, okay? Like, one corner, it's pro-Trump attorney Lynn Wood. In the other, it's current South Carolina GOP chair Drew McKissick. This battle for chairmanship that's coming up, speaking of May 15th, that's the actual day that this vote will be going down, and it's being covered nationally. And we catch up with Drew weekly. We talk with Lynn Wood, which, by the way, the interview with Lynn Wood's already been listened to 2,000 times. Now, you know the significance of that, Blaze, because we put the podcast up daily.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, daily you'll get like a couple hundred clicks. This one's already at about 2,000. So, you know, this, I lead into you, Drew, with how are you doing? I mean, the man obviously has some reach.
Doing just fine. And, you know, let's point out as we're setting those things up there that I would be the candidate who has actually been endorsed by President Trump twice throughout this whole process.
Boom! There goes the first jab. All right, so here's Lynn Wood. By the way, last time we spoke, you called Lynn Wood a carpetbagger from Georgia unpacking his carpet bag. He responded. I want you to hear it.
Most of my life, I've been a giver. I'm not a taker. Sometimes when people call you names that are not true, you actually find that they are the individuals who are guilty of what they accuse you of. I know Drew is not a carpetbagger, but I think the idea that he's suggesting that I'm taking advantage of South Carolina, maybe it's Drew that's been taking advantage of South Carolina.
There's his flame thrown. So what do you say? He's dismissed the carpetbagger jab being from Georgia. He says he's not from the North.
Well, look, I'm actually looking at a definition of the term on the Oxford Language Dictionary right now, and it says a political candidate who seeks election in an area where they have no local connections. And I would submit I've got dry cleaning that's been waiting on me at the laundry longer than he's been living in South Carolina. I mean, this guy's never voted in South Carolina. He doesn't have any political connections in South Carolina. He doesn't know the activists and the leadership at the local level throughout the Republican Party around South Carolina. And he means to actually try to come in and run the largest Republican campaign committee operation in the entire state, the group that's charged with actually winning Republican elections around the state. And he has no experience whatsoever running elections of any size, shape, or form. I think the fact that he thinks that he needs to defend himself against that tells you that it's bothering him a little bit, quite frankly.
Well, Drew, why do you think he has such a following in, it seems, particularly the Greenville and Horry County areas?
I mean, look, social media draws a lot of folks from a lot of different places. And, you know, sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it can, you know, help even with campaign operations. But sometimes folks who get drawn in by social media don't have the full story, if
right.
you will.
All the facts.
And I think you've got a lot of folks who've been drawn into this process who, you know, rightfully support President Trump, just like we do, but don't know what we actually did here in South Carolina to support President Trump before, you know, folks like Lynn Wood show up and, you know, start making comments.
Well, and many comments he made. I mean, there's a whole 45-minute interview, by the way, with Lynn Wood, 94.3WSE.com/Kelly, or wherever you get your podcast, just search my name. I mentioned Greenville, and I know that Greenville had a vote last night, and over the weekend, Beaufort had elections as well. And it's to your point of what it means about being a chairman and his support locally. How can we explain what happened in the Beaufort elections and then what happened overnight in Greenville?
Well, so each county around the state, we have 46 counties, each county has a county convention throughout the month of April where they elect their county level officers and they elect delegates then to the state convention, which will be held in May. And Beaufort County, which is the county that Mr. Wood moved into, held its convention this past Sunday afternoon. I was there. I spoke at that convention. And toward the end of the convention, they elected their state delegates. He only received, out of the entire Beaufort County Convention crowd, 12 votes for delegate to the state convention. He did not make the threshold that it would even require to be an alternate delegate to Beaufort County. Beaufort elects 29 delegates, 29 alternates. He is not one of either of those groups because he has no local connections. And folks in the party who otherwise know him, know his track record, and would vote for him on that basis, I think that speaks volumes.
Well, and what would you say about the intimation that there was some shenanigans at the Beaufort elections with the open ballots? Because I talked to the chairman last night in Beaufort County GOP, and I know you were there, and what he explained to me sounded just fine.
Yeah, they have a very, very open process there in Beaufort, like they do in all the counties around the state when it comes to balloting. Each delegate to a county convention gets a copy of a ballot with everybody who has their name on it, who wants to run for delegate. And depending on which county you live in, you're entitled to so many different delegates. You're therefore enabled to vote for up to so many different people for the delegate position. They then divide those ballots up among a credentials committee, and they count them up in front of God and everybody. You know, so the only reason that he would, you know, complain about the process, I think, has more to do with the results of that process.
Well, and what about, he also mentioned that there was, you know, people were questioning why the digital convention. I mean, we have been going through a pandemic.
Yeah, well, in talking about Greenville specifically in that case, actually, there are two counties that this is affecting, Greenville and Spartanburg, because of the size of that convention. So Greenville, for instance, had over 1,400 people who signed up to be delegates to the Greenville County Convention. And there's no venue where they could be seated convention style. In other words, it's not like walking into a trade show where they say we can have this many people in the room. No, they have to be seated, you know, so you think convention style, and then with whatever social distancing that they think is necessary. And is that venue large enough to do that? Or are they, you know, say some venues are still worried about CDC guidelines and legal liability that they would come under, you know, with their insurance carriers and so forth if they exceed CDC guidelines. And that's still an issue for large gatherings right now.
Well, and anything to update us with what's happening in Greenville overnight last night? There were votes happening. What happened there?
So they had elections for county party officers and state delegates, just as I described, like they did down in Beaufort. And the result was they elected a new county chairman. And, you know, well, the current county chairman and committee officers were not running again. So either way, it was going to be new officers coming in. So those were elected last night. I think the difference between the two sides was probably something like about 100 votes out of about 1,300 or 1,400 casts, something like that.
So no big shenanigans there to update us on.
No, again, and it was, you know, run with the name of the platform is Election Runner. It's actually a platform that had to use last year for 7 district conventions all around South Carolina and state convention previously to elect our national delegates. You know, for the Republican National Convention last summer. And there were no complaints about the use of the platform last time. You know, you get a link with your secure email, login, password. You go in, You have a copy of your ballot. You're able to click the different links, read things about candidates, see videos from them, and cast your votes.
So speaking of platforms, coming up, we're going to talk about the ESS machines. That was brought up by Lynn Wood as well. Live on the line, Drew McKissick, chairman of the Republican Party in South Carolina, running for re-election of that post. Lynn Wood wants to take it from you, and certainly fairly, he said. But he did question some of the voting machines that we use in South Carolina and straight up called you an establishment rhino for not raising a single concern about the 2020 election. So I want to dig into that because we haven't even touched on the Chinese porn or you calling Bikers for Trump people those people. So hang on the line.
Holding politicians' feet to the fire. Now we return to the Kelly Golden Show on the Lowcountry's News Station, 94.3 WSC.
And that includes the latest with the MAGA crowd's rhino purge of the GOP here in South Carolina. What Drew McKissick didn't say before the break, the current chair of the Republican Party in South Carolina facing opposition from pro-Trump attorney Lynn Wood, is there was a meeting in Greenville to vote and for its top positions, basically, in their area. And it was the pro-Drew slate of candidates that beat the pro-Lynn slate of candidates. So that's a win in your column, frankly. And, you know, honestly, Drew, Democrats are loving this contention. I mean, the whole goal will be to blow up the GOP and its momentum. And it's not working, Drew, do you think? Is it?
No, in my opinion, honestly, it's not. I mean, political parties are like a bus. You know, once every 2 years, we pull them over to the side of the road. People get on, people get off. We, you know, argue over the destination, fight over the steering wheel, and then we drive for another 2 years, you know. But it's in everybody's best interest is on the bus so that we've got good tires, a good engine, gas in the tank, or nobody gets to go anywhere. You know, this is about putting together a vehicle for the conservative movement to advance our conservative principles. That's what a political party is. To nominate good candidates to advance our platform and win elections.
So my sit down with Lynn Wood, he talked about auditing South Carolina's elections. We already do that. That happened in January. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, unlike some places like Georgia, we've got a good set of election lawyers here in South Carolina. Actually, you know, one of the party's lead attorneys, by the way, is a former chairman of the South Carolina Election Commission. That's one of our lead attorneys, you know, one of the ones who was on the case for us last year. You know, and despite, you know, some of his charges that, you know, we weren't doing anything to, help Donald Trump fight voter fraud. Well, which tells you the man doesn't know what he thinks he knows about voter fraud, because the most important thing about voter fraud is not going and fighting it after the fact. It's stopping it from happening to begin with, which is what we did. Whenever Democrats came to South Carolina to try to use the courts to change our election laws in the middle of the campaign, what do we do? Within 24 hours, we had our attorneys intervene in two federal cases and one state case, and we fought them all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we won. We stopped the Democrats' plan cold in South Carolina, unlike some Republicans and attorneys in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, et cetera, et cetera. We did our job here, and we stopped them.
Well, and Drew McKissick, Lynn Wood straight up called you an establishment rhino for not raising a single concern, he said, about the 2020 elections, and that we should be concerned about these ESS machines. Listen.
I know that South Carolina uses the ESS computer voting machines. I would suggest that it would be in the benefit of South Carolina in upcoming elections to discard those machines and use paper ballots. The people that tried to steal this election did not need to steal the top of the ticket in South Carolina. If they had wanted to, they could have. They didn't want to take South Carolina and Georgia and put them in the Biden camp, because that would have been a little bit hard for people to swallow. So they chose Georgia because Georgia has more electoral votes.
So with the ESS machines, it's been intimated that votes could be changed county by county. And that raised concern for me regarding our sheriff's race here locally, because I didn't understand why he lost.
Here's backing up to his original claim to begin with here is talking about types of, you know, voting machines that you use and so forth. The reason why we have the machines that we just went to in this past cycle, these are brand new. Legislature bought these last year, upgraded us from what we had since, I believe, the year 2002. And the reason why we went with that particular type of machine was because it starts out, it produces an actual paper ballot, an actual copy of the ballot that you cast, which you then feed into a scanner. And the reason we want that is because that gives an auditable paper trail where we can actually go back and physically count physical ballots if we have to do an audit of a race. Whereas in the past, everything was completely and totally electronic. Whenever they would do a recount for a race or a precinct, basically the recount meant, you know, hitting the total button on the machine again, and of course it's going to spit out the same number again, you know, so there was hardly ever any results were changed. You didn't have any paper that you could actually just go back and physically count, you know, and cross-check with one another. In this case, we do. So Witness, for example, in Dorchester County, was the only place where we had any voting issues really of any kind of scale in South Carolina in the last election. It was because the mail-in absentee ballots that were printed for Dorchester County, the ink on the barcodes was a little too light. It couldn't be read by the scanners. So what did they do? The Dorchester Election Commission put together a team of about 50 different people, and they sat down in groups of three, and they took the actual physical pieces of paper out, and they counted them and counted them. And then they handed them to a different group to count them again and cross-check the number. And in about a day and a half, they counted and cross-checked those 14,000 ballots, and they got it right, because you had something physical to go back and audit.
And we had some of those people on the program, right? So talk about audit. The SCGOP financials, that's something he said, you know, would you be into an audit of?
Well, this is another problem of Mr. Wood not actually being here long enough to know what's actually going on. You know, by rule in our party, we have an audit of our finances after every campaign cycle. Every 2 years, we have an audit. We just completed the audit of the most recent campaign cycle in early February. It was given our state committee. We passed with flying colors, no issues whatsoever. Again, we do that every 2 years. So this is a case where you have, you know, a slick trial lawyer comes in and tries to weave a mist of innuendo and suggestions, and then he'll say, I'm just asking questions. Maybe you ought to ask so-and-so this question, you know, and doesn't make any accusations necessarily himself, but makes you think that there's something there. And it's garbage.
Well, and that includes what's with the Chinese porn site. I mean, this is so...
Exactly.
It's like, wait, what? So explain that.
So, you know, apparently, they have gone back, and like you can on any person in the United States, when you make a contribution to a federal campaign, your name shows up on FEC.gov. It shows what candidates you gave to, when you gave, how much you gave. So you can search anybody's name and see who they gave to. They went back, they searched my name, they found that I gave to a political action committee called Rampart PAC about 4 years ago. I gave to this PAC because it was supporting a friend of mine who was running for Congress. It's the same PAC who supported Mike Huckabee when he was running for president. And about a year and a half ago, that PAC went out of business. And when they went out of business, they let their domain name lapse. Well, lo and behold, about a month ago, some Chinese pornographer buys the domain name, because you can actually go and look up who owns it, and it's some outfit out of China. We did that after he made his accusations. And he comes out there and says, well, Drew gave money to this PAC, and look where their domain goes now. So Drew must support Chinese pornography. This is the type of just innuendo, slur, and garbage that you expect out of somebody who spent their time in a bunch of, you know, high-profile, TV-oriented, you know, legal cases, and just, again, running campaigns in the media with a bunch of innuendo and questions.
Well, and the last one would be some video taken from someone's chair in the crowd of their feet, practically. But it's you talking.
Yeah.
Is it in Beaufort County, I guess?
That was in Beaufort.
Yeah, calling bikers for Trump those people. Yeah. So they're making hay out of this. Yeah. But the Bikers for Trump folks are your fans. So I don't quite understand.
I was telling the story of actually attending the Bikers for Trump rally down in Ladson, which you went to. You were there. You were the first one who invited me to be there.
I was there on my bike.
And yes. I was telling, using that story and our experience there as an example for other folks sitting in these conventions to understand how important it is that we continue to reach out and bring the new people who have come into our party because of Donald Trump, to keep them in the Republican Party and help them see the Republican Party is the place where they can have an impact on the things that they care about. And if we do that, our party will continue to grow and we'll continue to win.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch your show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.